Stay tuned after the show for a message from Chevron.
Carlos, you didn't ask me what I thought was the best year in music.
What is the best year in music?
2019 was pretty good. Did I say 2019? I meant 2020, actually. There was a good run of jazz albums put out. I would suggest Nubia Garcia's The Source, and I would also suggest the latest from the Exploding Stars Orchestra.
I was going to agree with you with 2019 only because it's the year that Tool put out the new album.
Tool? Yeah. All right. Okay. Podcast over. Podcast over. Turn it off. Cut.
Relationship over. Bye.
We have strong opinions here. I'm Anthony Adragna, and this is Politico Energy. And today, Politico's energy reporter and jazz lover, Ben Lefebvre, on the Biden administration's plan to conserve 30% of America by 2030. It's Friday, May 7th. All right, Ben, this 30 for 30 initiative is not a new idea. Where did it come from, and when did the Biden administration first embrace it?
So this came from originally, I believe Senator Tom Udall was the first one.
We need to protect 30% of the land and water by 2030 and continue at that pace to save nature.
The current Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, when she was a representative for New Mexico, she also signed on to it. They were co-sponsors for a while. Basically, the plan is to put 30% of the U.S., all of it, under conservation by the year 2030. And the argument goes that this is the only way really to help address climate change.
I don't mean to be an alarmist, but being bold is really our only option.
So Joe Biden picked it up during his presidential campaign, made it a campaign promise.
So they have a goal of conserving 30% of the nation's lands and waters by 2030. What is the baseline? Where are they starting from?
That's something that they didn't say. So, you know, when officials went on a call with reporters and were just asked the basic question of how much is this going to cost, they said, we basically said, we don't know. They're going to meet with congressional members and see how much extra money they can get put into these programs. They say what they want to do, but there's still not a lot of brass tack details out there yet.
The Center for American Progress, though, had a report that said that it's 12% of the nation's lands and waters that are currently under conservation, or am I making that up?
It's 12%. Yeah, the Center of American Progress, which is pretty much the bullpen for the Interior Department staff at this point, they put out a report saying 12% of onshore land, and I think they said 20-something percent of federal waters are currently under conservation. So any plan by 2030 would have to like bring in like, you know, double that amount for onshore, more than double that amount, and, you know, have to do some expansion of offshore acres as well.
So just to be clear, we didn't hear anything about, you know, expanded use of the Antiquities Act, or, I mean, it just seems to me like we're at 12% of land. Getting to 30% voluntarily seems like an uphill climb. So they didn't talk about using any of the tools that they have.
I think there are things they can do with existing federal land to kind of bring up the margins on that. But from what they've said, they're really focusing, at least publicly, on the voluntary part of it. That's not to say that this program's only going to have voluntary measures.
Can you just briefly walk us through why Republicans tend to be so hesitant to embrace ideas like this?
Well, they haven't necessarily. I mean, that's one of the things that the administrative folks have been saying is like, look, we just passed the Great American Outdoors Act last year, and that had Republicans sign on. So when you hear from Republicans on this, I think there is, at least from what I've heard, a feeling that they're willing to go along on this. So to a certain extent, I think this could be a huge example of pork barrel politics in play. And I think as such, it could get some support.
Also, the United Nations is urging action to lower methane emissions as a short-term way to combat climate change. In a new report released on Thursday, the UN says current targets to lower methane output would avoid global warming by almost half a degree Celsius in the next 20 years. Methane, which is the prime component of natural gas, usually escapes into the atmosphere through leaks in pipelines or during the extraction process, as well as from agriculture and waste management. Current global measures would reduce methane emissions by almost half in the next decade, but the UN says additional measures that target the source of methane emissions, such as lowering fossil fuel production, are needed. According to the report, aggressively lowering methane emissions could prevent nearly 250,000 premature deaths every year. Subscribe to Politico Energy wherever you listen, and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. If you want more energy news in your inbox, subscribe to our newsletter at politico.com/morningenergy. Also, check out the newest episode of our sister podcast, Playbook Deep Dive. Today, Eugene Daniels talks to reporters Aisha Rasko and April Ryan on what it's been like covering the White House as some of the few Black correspondents in that press room. Carlos Prieto is our producer. Our senior producer is Jenny Amet. Irene Noguchi is Politico Audio's executive producer. Our editors are Matt Daly and Gloria Gonzalez. I'm Anthony Adragna, and I'll talk to you on Monday.
Chevron is lowering the carbon emissions intensity of their operations, exploring renewable fuels of the future, and investing in low-carbon technologies. Because it's only human to protect the home we share. Learn more at chevron.com/lowercarbon.